When you're a farmer, it is a great idea to keep an ear to the ground. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. You're a farmer. You're just so happy. You got 10,000 acres under wheat, and it all looks healthy. But then a best-selling anti-gluten novel comes out. Now what? Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National Company, Randy Dickett, has thoughts.
As we all know, there's a lot of change going on in consumer behavior, demographics, generational groups, buying habits, food preferences. And so we're going to take a look at how that translates back to the producer, to the landowner, and to some of the companies and firms who are looking where to invest in that food and ag supply chain from the farm to the consumer. And so we may not have been thought of to be the first and foremost in examining those trends, but we think it's important enough from livestock production, meat packing, transportation, grain production, exports, specialty crops, and how do we, as the producers, and we represent landowners, respond to those changing consumer needs?
So I guess what Randy is saying, and it's pretty obvious, is the fact that you have to be very flexible.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.